Chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Now it was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet dry with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters therefore sent to him, saying, Lord, behold, he whom thou lovest is sick. But when Jesus heard this, he said to them, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that through it the Son of God may be glorified. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Mary and Lazarus. So when he heard that he was sick, he remained 2 more days in the same place. Then afterwards he said to his disciples, Let us go again into Judea. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, just now the Jews were seeking to stone thee, and dost thou go there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If a man walks in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of this world. But if he walks in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. These things he spoke, and after this he said to them, Lazarus, our friend, sleeps, but I go that I may wake him from sleep. His disciples therefore said, Lord, if he sleeps, he will be safe. Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought he was speaking of the repose of sleep. So then Jesus said to them plainly, Lazarus is dead, and I rejoice on your account that I was not there, that you may believe, but let us go to him. Thomas, who was called the twin, said therefore to his fellow disciples, Let us also go, that we may die with him. Jesus therefore came and found him already 4 days in the tomb. Now Bethany was close to Jerusalem, some 15 stadia distant, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to comfort them on account of their brother. When therefore Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, but Mary remained at home. Martha therefore said to Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever thou shalt ask of God, God will give it to thee. Jesus said to her, Thy brother shall rise. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise at the resurrection on the last day. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even if he die, shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Dost thou believe this? She said to him, Yes, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, who hast come into the world. And when she had said this, she went away and quietly called Mary her sister, saying, The Master is here and calls thee. As soon as she heard this, she rose quickly and came to him, for Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. When therefore the Jews who were with her in the house and were comforting her saw Mary rise up quickly and go out, they followed her, saying, She is going to the tomb to weep there. When therefore Mary came where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet and said to him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother would not have died. When therefore Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her weeping, he groaned in spirit and was troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." And Jesus wept. The Jews therefore said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind have caused that this man should not die?" Jesus therefore, again groaning in himself, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was laid against it. Jesus said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him who was dead, said to him, "Lord, by this time he is already decayed, for he is dead 4 days." Jesus said to her, "Have I not told thee that if thou believe, thou shalt behold the glory of God?" They therefore removed the stone, and Jesus, raising his eyes, said, "Father, I give thee thanks that thou hast heard me. Yet I knew that thou always hearest me. But because of the people who stand round, I spoke, that they may believe that thou hast sent me." When he had said this, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth." And at once he who had been dead came forth, bound feet and hands with bandages, and his face was tied up with a cloth. Jesus said to them, "Unbind him and let him go." Many, therefore, of the Jews who had come to Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them the things that Jesus had done. The chief priests and the Pharisees therefore gathered together a council and said, "What are we doing? For this man is working many signs. If we let him alone as he is, all will believe in him, and the Romans will come and take away both our place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, being high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor do you reflect that it is expedient for us that one man die for the people, instead of the whole nation perishing." This, however, he said not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus was to die for the nation, and not only for the nation, but that he might gather into one the children of God who were scattered abroad. So from that day forth, their plan was to put him to death. Jesus, therefore, no longer went about openly among the Jews, but withdrew to the district near the desert, to a town called Ephraim, and there he stayed with his disciples. Now the Passover of the Jews was at hand, and many from the country went up to Jerusalem before the Passover in order to purify themselves. And they were looking for Jesus. And as they stood in the temple, they were saying to one another, "What do you think, that he is not coming to the feast?" But the chief priests and Pharisees had given orders that if anyone knew where he was, he should report it, so that they might seize him.